Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Wow. I feel very honoured. Wow, those lights are bright, aren't they? It's probably a good thing I can't see anyone then. So I just felt so strongly through that worship, like he is here. And as, you know, sometimes, I don't know about you, but sometimes in church, like we go into the worship and we enter into his presence and then we have the word and we kind of start to sit back and spectate. But I feel like there is an impartation today, even as we sit, like as the word goes out, there is something that God is going to do. So I just encourage you to have that posture of, God, what are you releasing to me? What have you got for me through this time? The Lord of the breakthrough is here. He is here. And he has breakthrough for us this morning. And what I wanted to speak on, like it's breaking through into the full measure of what he has called us to, both individually and corporately. So this house, I am so grateful for this house. Aren't you? Like this is an answer to prayer. I'm so grateful that God sent Pastor Glenn and Pastor Lynn, Pastor Joshua and Kelly. Like, and let's not take that for granted. Like, I am so appreciative of that. But there is a mandate on this house. You know, and I think when we all first started, it was like this excitement because we know that revival is in God's heart. It's in Pastor Glenn and Lynn's heart. It's in our heart. We want to see more. We're hungry for that. But there is something to break through. There's something for us to break through in order to step into the full measure of that. Every time we come, God is here and we receive and his presence is wonderful. But there's more. And I just felt like God wanted to encourage us this morning, exhort us this morning about breaking through into the more. So there is a territory that God has mandated for this house. And we also have individual territories. So when I say territory, it's a sphere of influence that is ours to govern. Okay? And if we look at the children of Israel, like God gave them a promised land. He spoke to Abraham and he said, this is yours. I'm giving you this land for you and your descendants. And so we all have an inheritance from the Lord. And, you know, for many generations, that was a promise. It was just a promise. They hadn't possessed it yet. But that each generation held that hope and would talk about, you know, what God had given them until the time came when it was time for them to take possession. And sometimes we think, well, if it's from God, if it's promised from God, well, it's going to be a walk in the park. You know, did they just walk in and say, hey, we've got this little piece of paper. God says we own this. Could you please leave? You know, it didn't happen like that, did it? It took faith. It took courage. It took endurance and tenacity to actually kick those giants out and take possession of that land. And I feel like God is saying to us today, push. Push through. I heard him saying, like, individually, it's like I could see that promised land for us, which is the more of his presence. It's the fullness. We've been reading the book of Acts, and we see what normal Christianity is supposed to look like, where there is miracles, where it's just normal for people to get healed, for demons to flee, for the dead to be raised, for multitudes to be coming into the kingdom. Yeah. That's our inheritance. That's what God wants. But we can't grow weary. We can't sit back. There is something to push through. I want to take us to 2 Samuel 5, and I'm going to read verses 17 to 20. Now when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David. David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. The Philistines also went and deployed themselves in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand." So David went up to Baal Perazim. Excuse my pronunciation if it's incorrect. And David defeated them there. And he said, "The Lord has broken through my enemies before me, like a breakthrough of water." Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim, which means the Lord of the breakthrough. Like, our God is the Lord of the breakthrough. He knows what it takes. But what's fascinating is, okay, David is anointed king, and then the enemy comes to oppose. You know, like, we, each one of us has an individual territory as well as the corporate territory. And when we are anointed and called, the enemy comes to oppose. So there is a, that's why we need to break through. You know, we don't just walk straight in. But look at that scripture. It says, like a breakthrough of water. Like, what does that sound like? Who does that sound like? You know, Jesus said, you will have rivers of living water that will flow out of your innermost being. Like, he's already provided everything that we need for that victory. But there are a few tactics of the enemy. When the enemy comes to oppose, I just felt like there was a couple of things that God wanted to highlight. Obviously, there's many ways, many tactics, but there's just a few that I felt to point out today. So, first one is complacency. It's the temptation just to settle, to get comfortable. And like I say, like, we can come here and every week, it's amazing. And we feel God's presence and he's doing good things. And it would be easy just to be satisfied with that. You know, we could camp there. When we talk about the children of Israel possessing the land, there was 2.5 tribes that didn't cross over. They camped the other side of the Jordan because they said, this is good. This is a nice place. They got close. They didn't stay in Egypt. They got close to entering into the fullness of what God had, but they didn't quite make it. They got comfortable and settled for something less than what God had said was possible. And we've got to be careful, because that's one of the subtle ways that the enemy tries to hold us back. You know, he knows we're on fire. We're not going back to Egypt. But if he can get us just to, oh, this is good, this is nice. You know, I'm this close, but I'm maybe not quite there. I just want to share, like, many years ago, probably 20 years ago, I went into my time with the Lord, and I can normally sense God's presence. When I come to pray, when I come to be with him, I get a strong sense of his presence. So I came into this time, and I just felt nothing. It was like he just wasn't there. And it was uncomfortable. I was like, no, that's not good. And so I started to worship. You know, okay, I know, enter his courts with thanksgiving, you know, praise. So I'm doing everything I know to do, and nothing. It's just like this vacuum. It was like there was no life in me. I couldn't sense Holy Spirit in me anymore. And I just kept pushing through, and I started, you know, I'm reading the word, like speaking out scriptures, and the longer it went, the more distressed I became, until I was just, within me, I'm just crying out for God. And in that moment, I looked out the window and I could see the neighbor's house. And the thought came in, this is how they feel every day. They don't know the Lord. And then as I'm crying out, Holy Spirit started to come. And I'm hearing the Holy Spirit is the water of life. The Holy Spirit is the water of life. And he's flooding me. And what I'm seeing then is us in church, and like it's like that place of dryness and not sensing God. It was like a desert place. But then I was getting this picture of us in church, and we're standing there, and we're used to being in the desert, and we get these little drops of his presence, and we're just, oh, that feels so nice. And we're enjoying that, and we're like, this is amazing. But I was seeing it through the Father's eyes. And I could feel that the Father was wanting to release a torrent. He wanted to release, he wanted to open the heavens and pour out a torrent. And we were just satisfied. And it's like we can do that. Like we, there's this tension between being grateful for what we have and being thankful that he turns up and that we can sense him. But to not be content. We've got to push through for the more. We've got to get hungry for the more. And sometimes the enemy will come, not with turmoil, not with anything major, not with fear, things that we recognize. Sometimes it's just this subtle sense of I'm just not having that fire within me anymore. It's just, you know, yeah, it's nice and I come to church and I pray and I'm doing all the things, but the desperation for Jesus is no longer there. And like, we have got to be so careful. You know, like there's times even now, like it is actually a spiritual atmosphere that will come to hinder his presence. Like I will have times when I go into my prayer time and it's just not there. And there's a temptation to think, oh, well, maybe it's just an off day and accept that. And we have got to not accept it. Like, I don't accept it anymore. If I feel that, I command that to leave. Holy Spirit, come. Because I want that fire to remain. I want that desperation for Jesus to remain. And I know you guys. I know when you come here, as much as we love each other, we're not coming for that. We want to meet with him, don't we? Like our heart longs, and that longing should be there. That's the Holy Spirit. Our flesh doesn't come up with that. Our flesh doesn't long for him. But the Spirit of God in us brings this hunger and desire, and it's like we won't be satisfied. I have those moments where it's like, God, you know, you're too far away. I need you. I want you. And even though there's that deep longing and sometimes it feels like it's a dissatisfaction, it's a healthy, godly dissatisfaction because it's out of the desperation for him that he comes. When we honor him and his presence above all else, he will meet with us. But we have got to press through. There is this barrier. I could see almost like this spiritual atmosphere, but on the other side of that is everything we're longing for. And I hear the Lord saying, push, push through. And it's by his Spirit. You know, like this week, there was opposition, let's just put it that way. Like Tuesday, my poor husband went to work with me, not in a good place at all. And I could either sit with that and just sit all day with that oppression, or I could resist it. Yeah. Like the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Like there are times we have got to say no. I'm not putting up with this. and we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, we don't have to fight that battle. All we have to do is say, Holy Spirit, I need you right now. You know, tongues, like pray in tongues, worship. We get into those places where we push through in worship, and it's like, I am just going to push this atmosphere off. I'm getting back into that place. Like David went back to the stronghold. You know, when the enemy came, he positioned himself back in the stronghold, which was Jerusalem. It's the presence of God. And like when the enemy comes, whether it's oppression, whether it's fear, whether it's that complacency, we've got to reposition ourselves back with him. And I believe for each one of us, sometimes it's that subtlety of just that fire diminishing. Sometimes it's a mocking. Sometimes, you ever had that? You know, like I say, each one of us have got a call. We've got a territory to walk into. But the enemy will come and it's like, you're feeble. Who do you think you are? You can't do that. You don't have what it takes. Am I the only one that gets that? Like, he will oppose that. And again, we can either withdraw and go, okay, I'll just step back. And like, that was me this week. I preached last Sunday, and on Monday, I'm going, yeah, that's just not my thing. I'm not going to do that anymore. Because I had this barrage in my head going, that was just so weak. That was not good. Don't do that. But I'm not going to withdraw. I'm not going to, like, I would rather, you know, push through ahead of time than sit back to protect myself. Because that's kind of what it is. You know, we don't want to cop that. You know, it's uncomfortable when you come under those things, under that oppression of the enemy. But we've got to resist. We've got to push through. It is not easy. It's not a walk in the park in order to walk into the fullness of what he's called us to. It takes courage and it takes endurance. But I hear the Lord saying, we are in a birthing season. He's saying, push. There is something that is being birthed, and there is pain in the birthing, and there's endurance needed in the birthing. Because how many times do you hear, you know, stories? I've got a number of friends that are midwives, you know, and the stories about women halfway through the birthing process that are like, yep, I'm just taking my stuff and I'm going home. I don't want to do this anymore. And it can feel like that sometimes. But I feel today that God wants to set us free. The Lord of the breakthrough is here. Holy Spirit is here. And that he wants to break some of that stuff off. He wants to deliver us today from those voices, from anything that has caused us to hold back and shrink back from the fullness of what he's got for us. We want the full measure. We want to occupy those territories for the kingdom and bring glory to his name, yeah? And so mostly that's what I want us to do, is just to stay in that atmosphere. We might go back into a little bit of worship. I don't know if we can do that. And I just want to encourage you, like, step in. If any of those things feel like they apply to you, where you feel maybe just that desperation for him isn't what it used to be. If you feel like there's intimidation or there's a sense of, I don't know, he's given me this vision, but I just don't know if I've got what it takes. You know, if you've been under an oppression in any way, I want to encourage you to come, and we're going to pray and we're going to believe for breakthrough, yeah? And for this house corporately, we're going to keep that fire. We're going to keep pushing until we see the fullness of what God has promised for us. Yeah? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you that it's not by might and it's not by power, but God, it's by your Spirit. And Father, I pray today, I thank you that the Lord of the breakthrough is here. That Holy Spirit, you go before us and you defeat the enemy every single time. And God, we say yes to what you have called us to. Father, I pray now that any dreams, any visions, Lord, that have been slumbering, anything that we have stepped back from, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would awaken it right now. Lord, that you would remind us and that you would release courage. Lord, that you would renew our strength. And Father, I thank you for each one here. And God, we ask that you, by your Spirit, would just prompt us, that you would draw us, Lord, just to hunger and thirst for you. Lord, I pray that you would lift off any complacency. Lord, any atmospheres that have just been hindering that fire. And Lord, we ask that you would just set us on fire again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to encourage you to come and just, thank you. You know, just come to the altar. Like if you want more, if you want to break through into a greater hunger for him, if there are territories that you know God has assigned to you but you haven't been able to get there yet, I want you to come because there is breakthrough for us today. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death. And a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.